Exclusive: Brussels trying to denationalize EU with proposed voting rework, MEP. By Peter Catalan, May 9, 2022. An MEP has accused EU bureaucrats of trying to denationalize politics with a globalist-leaning rewrite of the bloc selection system. Bureaucrats in Brussels are working to rewrite European politics, so says Dr. Gunnar Beck of Germany's Alternative for Deutschland, AfD, party, with the elected representative telling Breitbart London that recently proposed voting changes to European elections are an attempt to denationalize the bloc. Under the new revamp, citizens within the transnational entity would be given two ballots during future EU elections, one for the election of national candidates, while the other for candidates running to become transnational representatives with the Union's Parliament for Pan-European parties. According to a report by Politico, the reforms were narrowly passed in the European Parliament by 323 votes to 262. But the globalist-leaning revamp must now be approved by all EU member states at the European Council level. However, while many pro-EU bigwigs have hailed the proposed changes as being a positive step for the continent, EFT's Dr. Gunnar Beck has warned that the maneuver will see a degradation in the importance of national politicians at the European level. According to the legislation, European citizens would in future no longer be able to vote for their national parties. They would have to vote for members on transnational lists selected by EU umbrella parties, Dr. Beck told Breitbart. The purpose behind is to denationalize politics, he continued, while also going on to tell our correspondent that the reforms could make it more difficult for independent candidates to get elected to the International Assembly. He continued, remarking the rule changes would mean that all member states will be required to ensure 50% of their MEPs are women. Beyond the broader concerns around the rewriting of Europe's elections, Dr. Beck also pointed to the self-interest apparent in the document, which he said was the work of one of the key backers of the push. Dr. Beck claimed that while the bill contains a threshold which would require a party breakthrough, a minimum 3.5% national vote threshold to gain access to Parliament, an exception was put in place for certain pan-European parties that meet a number of listed conditions. Dr. Beck asserted that only one party in the whole of Europe actually met those criteria, and it just so happened to be led by one of the MEPs leading on the proposals, Damian Boeselager, a German MEP leading the extreme pro-EU party Volt, persuaded his colleagues in the Green, SN/D and EPP blocs to exempt his party from the 3.5% threshold, the AfD member claimed. Mr. Boeselager is descended from the well-connected Boeselager family, which has extensive financial and other business interests throughout Germany, he continued. His 2019 was entirely financed by his family and very large donors. He is running on an extremist pro-EU and digitization platform, which could put millions of Europeans out of a job. That is perfectly legitimate, he went on to claim. What is more worrying is the use of his personal and family connections to persuade other MEPs to grant his party an exemption from an otherwise universally applicable law. The European Parliament is threatening to descend into a morass of corruption and family nepotism. This electoral reform is one of only a series of changes Eurocrats have been pushing in recent weeks, with an EU conference calling on reforms that a number of MEPs have warned could lead to an EU federal superstate. The Conference on the Future of Europe approved over 300 proposals last week on issues from a joint armed forces to the removal of the veto for individual EU member states. Dr. Beck himself was one of a number of elected officials who denounced the plan, warning that the measures would see Brussels seize a number of major powers from its constituent nations. Once these powers go to Brussels, you are no longer a separate state, but a province of something larger, Dr. Beck previously told this publication. Another politician, Romanian MEP Christian Turth, said that the measures would see the EU turn into the new USSR. The Conference for the Future of Europe is a political sausage maker hoping to turn the European Union into a new Soviet Union, he told Breitbart Europe. It is the result of a shady backroom deal between the three big federalist parties. This conference is used as a pretext to circumvent the EU treaties to give more power to an elected bureaucracy from Brussels and erase the sovereignty of the EU national states, he went on to say. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.